The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Come hop in and let's take a drive back to the past. We'll be back to reality within a flash. I'm your host, Juice Dees, and you're listening to Sneaking Through the Suburbs. Hello, hello. Welcome back to Sneaking Through the Suburbs. I'm your host, Juice Dees. And today is the second episode. Hey. All right. So today's episode is titled Small Town Big Businesses. And that could mean a lot of different things. That could mean gentrification. That's all I could think of right now. But today I'll be focusing on the aspect of gossip. And let me give you a little background of my hometown. So, my hometown has 121,000 residents, and everyone knows everyone. If they don't know you, they know of you. And so, within my hometown, there are three major high schools. Each high school approximately has 1,600 students. And you could say, well, I can say in my opinion, since I went to one of the public schools out here, is that every student knows each other's business. It doesn't matter regardless if they know you or if you go to the same school with them. They know of you already. And so I grew up Filipino. Well, I am Filipino. Well, I grew up in a big Filipino family. And so each family has a connection with someone within the hometown, within my hometown. And it's crazy to think about that my whole city is that I'm basically connected to my whole city. It's kind of scary to me. What I mean by I'm connected to my whole city is by when older people say that they remember, like when older people see you and they say, remember me when you were younger, I used to change your diapers, or remember me when you were younger, we used to go hang out all the time, and you just sit there and just nod, just saying yes. You're just nodding there saying yes. But you know that you do not know them at all. Well, let me tell you, I've been there so many times. And let me say, it does not get any more awkward each time. And I can't say that once you get older that you would start getting into the flow of saying, oh yes, oh yeah, I remember you, Uncle Todd. No. It's still the same blank stare that they get from you. Don't matter how old you get, it's still going to be that blank stare. It's like the same category as that blank stare into when people know of you. When someone in your city or your hometown goes around and telling people that they know you and that they hang, that they know you, like they know you personally, but you don't know them at all. That has happened to me so many times. It happened to me both ways. I was the one telling someone that I know of them, and I've been the time when someone was telling everyone that they know me. That's another reason why I would never date within my city. I just feel that everyone will automatically know your business. One day you're not hanging out with this person at school. Are they broken up? Are they fighting? Maybe that person's not here. But wait, I saw them in my first period. I don't like the petty, I guess you say petty observations that many other students have. I'm a very introverted person, and if we're dating, I would need some alone time. I would need some time and some space to be in my own thoughts and be in my own person. You know, like, I have to have some time of the day when I'm where I'm by myself. I don't need to be seen with my significant other everywhere I go. It doesn't mean that we're together, but it doesn't mean we're not broken up. If you know what I mean. And this is a perfect segue to go into this story I'm about to tell you. Let's say, so this is my sophomore year. So in the previous episode, this is the same time this happened. I was in my rebellious stage. And I was dating this girl. I was around 15 at this time. And we've been hanging out, talking since the start of July of that year. We had summer school together. Sad to say, I wanted to get ahead of class, so I took a summer school. And I ended up being in the same class as her. So let's name her. Let's name her T. So me and T started dating, I would say around October. We started dating in October. That was during her volleyball season. I went to every single volleyball game she had. Well, I think almost every volleyball game. I played volleyball for a club, and I took my time out to go see her. And so we were always seen together. We always hung out together. Everywhere after school where she went, I went. We were always together. But we stopped hanging out as much during our breaks because, sad to say, I was always doing homework. And I'm a student athlete, so I had to do homework during my breaks to be able to go do my games or go do my tournaments I had for club or go to practice. I had to be almost or completely done with homework, just so my load at night is short and simple and I can just go to sleep afterwards. And so I started hearing these rumors that me and her had broken up, and they just started creating rumors. That was not the case. That was never the case. I was just doing homework. And so once rumors started going around, no one has the intention to keep your business private. So when that rumor came around, her friends went up to her and asked her what happened. My friends went up and asked me. And my response all the time was, I don't know. You tell me. You're the one who heard it. People would talk about problems that you had in your past to define what you are in that relationship. And they only do that to hide their insecurities. People will only talk about you when they're insecure about that. So when all those rumors came around about me and her, they brought up my past. They brought up things that my cousins did in the past, and they tried to say that I'm like that. I'm going to be like them. And I was just very confused because me and my cousins are different people. What they did don't have to do anything with me. As I got out of high school, I started reflecting on myself and saying, why did I feed into that rumor and just keep going with that rumor? Because the more you put fuel into the fire, the more you give it attention, the more people will start making more assumptions, making more observations, making more rumors, making more problems. But at the end of the week, they're going to forget about it because you didn't react if you don't react at all. They'll forget about your situation and you in general. And that is like the best thing ever you would ever want in high school. I learned that my junior year. And ever since that, I turned out way better. If I kept adding on into the fuel in each problem I got into, I feel like I wouldn't have cared about my studies. I feel like I wouldn't have taken school more serious. If I kept adding fuel to the fire in each situation I got, then I would have cared about drama, how I was shown off to society or to my school. Then I wouldn't have graduated and I wouldn't have gotten into a good college. Many people will hear rumors about you before they know of you. The first thing they'll hear from a person saying your name is most likely a rumor that they heard. People will project their insecurities onto you just so they feel better about themselves. When people are saying, oh, I'm much more skinnier than you. Deep down inside, they feel the opposite way. And in conclusion, not each gossip is bad gossip. But gossip is gossip regardless how you see it. Talking about someone to make you feel better about yourself doesn't make you any better. And so, don't let anyone dim your light, honestly. Don't let anyone dim your light. I wanted to be so popular in high school that I took everyone's opinion to heart. But when I realized that I'm not doing it for them, I'm doing it for me, then they couldn't say anything about me. They couldn't tear me down. But when they do have opinions, I take it with a grain of salt. But it's not the first thing I would fix about myself. Anyone else's perspective except for mine. If people say I shouldn't do this and I want to do it, I'm going to do it. I had so many people put me down and say, you are not going to succeed if you keep doing what you're doing. And look at me now. Look at me now. I'm in college and I'm killing it. Don't let rumors, don't let gossip tear you down and beat you up, because at the end of the day, you know what's true about yourself. They don't. And that's it for today's episode. I'll see you next week where I'll get realer than real. In next week's episode of Sneaking Through the Suburbs, we'll be talking about your local burnout, aka your host Juice D's. See you next week. It's gonna get real.